Hey now, welcome to the Inside BS Show with the Godfather and Nikki G. I'm the Godfather and she's...
Nikki G.
That's right, I'm Dave Lorenzo, she's Nicola Gelarmino. So Nicola, it's the NBA Finals as we're recording this. The Heat are down to the Nuggets. I don't want to go into any more detail. I want the content to be evergreen, but everybody in Miami's down in the dumps here. Although the Heat did eliminate the Bucks, and... interestingly enough, Giannis was asked the same question this year that he was asked last year, and that is, hey, Giannis, you guys were eliminated from the playoffs. You didn't win a championship. Do you consider the season to be a failure? So here's the thing, Nicola. You know how much I love you, and you know that we think the same way on a lot of things. I'm betting that we think the same way on this. I hope you don't let me down. What is your opinion, first, of that question, and second, of Giannis's answer? You can share what the answer was and then give us your opinion to it.
Sure. So if you don't know who Giannis is an elite athlete. MVP in the NBA. He is a phenomenal athlete, especially for someone his size. Giannis's question you provided us at the press conference after getting knocked out early by the Miami Heat was, did you view the season as a failure when you got knocked out? Giannis's response to that was amazing. But before he responded, he put his hands on his head and he took a very big, deep breath. Why? Because that was an emotional experience. They had just lost. The rest of the playoffs and the season was over. And so this was moments after that crushing defeat. And you ask an athlete in that moment, full of emotion, this question. And his response was, it's not a failure, it's steps to success. I love Giannis's response. Why? Because it tells us what kind of leader he is and what kind of person he is, aside from being an elite athlete. His response showed us that measuring everything that we do as a win or a loss is not good for us moving forward. It does not allow us to reflect on what happened, process it, learn from it so that we can grow and to move forward. And so in that moment, he showed us what is a great approach to a lot of different businesses. For us as lawyers, as an example, if I had just lost a court case, and asked the question, do you view your professional existence as a failure? That can't be the answer. This allows all of us to learn from that lesson. Dave, to answer your second question now, what do I think about the reporter's question? I don't like the question. I will go easy on the reporter, but I don't like the question at all. This is not a great question to be asking someone who, by the way, aside from being an elite athlete, helped the Bucks win a national championship after they hadn't in 50 years. You asked a question, especially in that moment, whether the question was, it was fair, it's a fair question, but in that moment, to me, it's not, because in that moment, you knew that the emotional state of the person on the other side of that question, you knew what that was, and you knew what the response could have been, and maybe that's what the angle was, because there could have been certainly a very emotionally charged response, and that's not what we saw. What we saw was a very authentic response and a very emotionally intelligent response that came from Giannis. So now, Dave, I'm curious. What is your opinion?
You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. There's a chink in the armor. Okay, so here's the thing, Nicola. You are a professional athlete. Not you, Giannis. You're a professional athlete. Part of what you get, the phenomenally big money for, is dealing with the media. Okay? That's part of it. And whether you like it or not, you know, it's a requirement in your contract. You know, win or lose, you're going to have to sit in front of these people and answer their questions. So I take exception with the fact that the part of his answer that was good was the part where you learn from it and move forward. But you have to label anything other than achieving your ultimate objective as a failure in order to make sure that you set the right outcome for your team moving forward. So, yes, you absolutely, it's healthy and you have to learn from failure. I'll tell you two quick stories. First story is my son learning martial arts and losing a lot when he first started fighting in tournaments. And his coach telling him that was not the desired outcome, but it is not a devastating outcome for you if you learn what you did wrong and you correct it and you don't make those mistakes again, right? So if it's a kid and you don't want to label it a failure, okay, don't label it a failure. But I'll give you another example. My business, successful for years. I prepared for every contingency. That's what I do. We have a global pandemic. My business goes from phenomenally successful to zero in 2 weeks in the month of March in 2020. That was a huge failure. You can't call it anything but a failure. Now, there are reasons why the failure occurred, and I learned from what happened, and I have made adjustments to my business that would plan for all of my clients in a specific sector going away at the same time. So that will never happen again. So my business will be stronger, but it cannot be labeled anything other than a failure. So I think we can do two things. We can learn from what actually happened. But if you start out an NBA season and your goal is not to win a championship, nobody's going to want you on their team. So if you don't win a championship, anything less than the championship, I think you got to view it as a failure. Your thoughts?
I'm going to disagree on this one, Dave. Let me ask you this. Is your business doing well now after there was a failure?
My business is doing great. We're okay. Probably three quarters of the way back to where we, about half to three quarters of the way back to where we need to be.
So here's the distinction for me. Your business is not a failure. That part, that objective was a loss, or that objective itself was a failure. So not winning the championship may have been, but to categorize the entire effort as a failure, that's what bothers me. You are not a failure. Your business is not a failure when you look back at all of the effort that went into that. But you have to acknowledge, I am by no means saying you don't acknowledge that there was a loss, right? I have a loss. I acknowledge that loss and absolutely own it. We lost. There are no excuses, and you have to take ownership of that, and you have to learn from that. But the issue for me really comes down to it's not overall there was a failure. It was, yes, acknowledge the loss. Do not explain that away. But I think if you view those entire seasons as a failure, you are not going to have the right mindset to be able to move forward.
That's the question, though. It was the season a failure? If you do not win a championship, was the season a failure? And, you know, the thing about the way Giannis answered the question that really made the hair on the back of my neck stand up is it was a thin-skinned way of answering the question, because he made it personal about the reporter. And he even acknowledged it about three quarters of the way through his answer. He said, I shouldn't be making this personal, right? So, you know, what he should have done is he should have said, listen, we start the season every year with a goal of winning the championship. So with that as our goal, and now knowing that we have no way of achieving that goal, yeah, we failed to achieve that goal. But here are three things I'll take away from this season moving forward so that I can achieve my goal, or we can achieve our goal as a team next year, right? That's the way to handle that. Now, I get the fact that, hey, heat of the moment, you know, big loss, but these guys go through an intense amount of media training, an absolute intense amount of media training. They are prepared. He had to know. The fact that he was asked that question last year, okay? And he gave an equally bad answer the second time he was asked the question. I mean, the bottom line for me is I want to hear the guy that I'm paying $100 million say, we didn't win a championship. That was the goal. We failed to achieve the goal. But we learned from it, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure we come back better and stronger next year. That's a three-sentence answer to that question that the media person had to whisper in his ear probably a dozen times between the last time he was asked it and this time. I mean, I just can't get over that this guy wasn't prepared for that question again.
I still like his answer, but I agree with you. I think that is a better way of answering that question. He did apologize for getting a little personal. He comes back at the end of the press conference and does say, I didn't mean to make it personal. Because again, emotionally charged moment. He still did a great job of managing it. I still think it was a good answer, but could it have been better? Sure. But let's see you and I answer that question under that level of emotional intensity and after a devastating loss. A lot of folks, I think, could have crumbled in that moment. And he still did a great job given all of those circumstances, because it's easy to look back on it now and say this would have been better. And I do think there's something to learn from there.
I agree with you. When somebody pays us $100 million, you can put me under all kinds of pressure and ask me whatever you want. And I guarantee you probably 9 times out of 10, I'll get it right. But the 10th time, I'll probably screw it up. All right, Nicola, close us out.
This is the Inside BS Show. It's been great having you. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've enjoyed the show, leave us a comment. It helps us get subscribers.
Alrighty, folks, we'll see you back here again tomorrow for another edition of the Inside BS Show. I'm the Godfather, Dave Lorenzo, and she's
Nikki G.
Until tomorrow, hope you make a great living and live a great life.